Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. China's consumer price index edged up 0.7% year-on-year in February. It rose 1% from that of the month before. Figures from the National Bureau of Statistics also show that the producer price index was down 2.7% in February. Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng says China is willing to strengthen economic and financial dialogue with France as the two countries mark 60 years of diplomatic ties this year. The Vice Premier held online talks with the French Minister of Economy and Finance. He said China is ready to expand cooperation in the automotive, aviation, and telecommunication sectors. Bruno Le Maire expressed France's wishes to inject new momentum into bilateral economic and trade ties. China's top legislature has pledged to pursue the high-quality work of people's congresses to provide legal guarantees for advancing national rejuvenation on all fronts through Chinese modernization. Delivering a work report of the National People's Congress Standing Committee to the annual legislative session, top legislator Zhao Leji vowed to strengthen the implementation of the Constitution and the oversight of constitutional compliance in the year ahead. He also said the NPC Standing Committee will formulate a financial stability law and a private sector promotion law in order to accelerate the creation of a new development pattern and deepen reform across the board. The European Union says it will test a sea corridor from Cyprus to Gaza this weekend to deliver aid. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military will build a port in Gaza to get more humanitarian aid into the territory by sea. Palestinians are facing a growing hunger crisis after months of Israeli bombardment. Prospects for a ceasefire before Ramadan are unlikely. David Biller with the Associated Press has more.
The European Commission's Ursula von der Leyen was in Cyprus inspecting this port. While the U.S. says it's going to be building a terminal, you know, a temporary port, the U.S. officials have said that temporary port won't be operational for a few weeks. And the foreign minister of the U.K. said that it won't reach full capacity for several months. What we're seeing right now is, I don't want to say stalemate because negotiations are still ongoing. We're hearing the differences. We're hearing the gaps that can't seem to be resolved. They just really can't get past this one bit, which is that Hamas wants a permanent ceasefire, and Israel is not on board with that. We're 2 or 3 days away from Ramadan, and, you know, all signs point to no deal.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says some employees released from Israeli detention say they were pressured by Israeli authorities into falsely admit they had links with Hamas, and that staff took part in the October 7th attacks. The assertions are contained in a report by the UN Relief and Works Agency with detailed allegations of mistreatment in Israeli detention made by unidentified Palestinians, including several working for UNRWA. The Israeli accusations have led more than a dozen countries to pause $450 million U.S. in UNRWA funding. The agency has fired some staff members, saying it acted in order to protect its ability to deliver humanitarian assistance. Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu has sent troops to rescue more than 250 pupils kidnapped by gunmen from a school in the country's northwest. The Kaduna State attack was the second mass kidnapping in a week in Africa's most populous state. UNICEF has condemned the latest attack and called on the government to do more to protect students. OpenAI says CEO Sam Altman will return to the company's board. The announcement came months after a boardroom dust-up that saw Altman fired and rehired by the company behind ChatGPT. The OpenAI board says the experience of the new members will help the company ensure that artificial general intelligence benefits all humanity. Organizers of the Paris Olympic Games have set July 26th as the date for the opening ceremony. Paris 2024 have planned a boat ride and art performances along the Seine for athletes. Organizers expect 100,000 people to watch the event along the river at sunset, and more than 220,000 people to enjoy the opening ceremony from the stands. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.